All right, this is some serious news. Right now, tensions are rising in the Middle East. We're on the brink of a potential war with Iran. And right now, the last thing you would want is a complete breakdown in coordination at the highest levels of U.S. defense. But that's exactly what's happening. We are learning that Trump has not only frozen out Pete Hegseth, his own handpicked defense secretary from Iran planning, you know, the man who's supposed to be leading our war, but he's also beefing with his own director of national intelligence, meaning, again, there is a complete breakdown of coordination at the highest levels of U.S. defense. This man constantly brags about his instincts being the best or his team of people always helping him, but now he's freezing out his own Secretary of Defense as he's losing his instincts with age, if he even had any instincts to begin with. Let's start off with this clip of him arguing with Defense Secretary Tulsi Gabbard.
The IC continues to assess that Iran is not building a nuclear weapon, and Supreme Leader Khamenei has not authorized the nuclear weapons program that he suspended in 2003.
How close do you personally think that they were to getting one? Because Tulsi Gabbard testified in March that the intelligence community said Iran wasn't building a nuclear weapon.
I don't care what she said. I think they were very close to that.
I don't care what she said. That was on Air Force One. Trump today, while leaving his Bedminster, New Jersey golf course, then said this.
They didn't do that.
What intelligence do you have that Iran is building a nuclear weapon? Your intelligence community has said they have no evidence that they are at this point.
Well, then my intelligence community is wrong. Who in the intelligence community said that?
Your director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard.
She's wrong.
He's like, who in the national intelligence community said that? Like it was some sort of gotcha. And the reporter's like, yeah, your director of national intelligence, the person that's supposed to be giving you daily presidential briefings, who you're not talking to, who you're not listening to or coordinating with on a daily basis. Honestly, maybe if Trump just goes out and golfs, that would be better. Just keep your hands out of the Middle East. But not only is he freezing out Tulsi Gabbard, not listening to her, but we also now have reports that he is completely freezing out his own Secretary of Defense. The one person who is supposed to be leading the Pentagon at this critical moment isn't even being included in the war planning whatsoever. And according to multiple high-up officials on the condition of anonymity, quote, nobody is talking to Hegseth. Nobody in operational briefing, not one high-level official will coordinate with him. And that is a top-down order from the Trump admin. Let's read this article, then watch some recent clips of Pete Hegseth. This says, as Donald Trump edges closer to a decision on whether to strike Iran's nuclear facilities, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has been reportedly excluded from high-level deliberations. Quote, nobody is talking to Hegseth, an official told The Washington Post. And The Washington Post goes into more detail about how when navigating this Iran crisis, Trump is relying on people who he deems as more experienced over the star power, meaning like Donald Trump chose people to lead the heads of the Department of Defense or, you know, the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, to lead our national intelligence agencies, or Kash Patel, for example, when he knows they are not qualified. This isn't because Trump just forgot to loop Hegseth in. It's because nobody trusts Hegseth, especially after Signalgate Part 1 and Signalgate Part 2 and all of the fallout. Nobody trusts Hegseth due to his unfortunate alcoholism. So nobody's going to put him in the loop when he literally is just an inexperienced anchor. I mean, he got absolutely rolled this week while trying to testify in front of the Senate.
Let's face it, it is not normal to call up our troops in this way, and there is active litigation against this deployment. Will you follow a court's order regarding whether or not this deployment is legal? If the court says this deployment of troops into our cities is not legal, would you follow that court's order?
It's pending in the courts, Senator.
Well, when the court decides, would you follow the court's order decision?
I don't believe district courts should be determining national security policy.
So
but
you will not be following that.
When it goes to the Supreme Court, we'll see.
Court, and unless the president decides to appeal, there you have it. So I take it that you don't consider district court decisions to be legitimate.
I mean, there you have it. Pete Hegseth, at a moment's notice, would defy a court order if he needed to. But to continue, Hegseth was confirmed as defense secretary earlier this year along Tulsi Gabbard, who's the DNI. Despite early involvement, Hegseth's role appears to have diminished over time, especially following the fallout from Signalgate. Now, as Israel bombards Iranian nuclear facilities and Trump weighs in on joining the offensive, Hegseth is out of the team advising him. Here are the people mainly advising him: VP J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, CIA Director John Ratcliffe, and Joint Chiefs Chair General Dan Kane. I mean, many people are going to say these are the rhinos, these are the neocon warmongers, and people are saying that. These four officials, described by insiders as Tier 1, have taken the role as the president's primary military and intelligence counselors, the Washington Post added. Although the Pentagon has claimed Hegseth remained closely involved, three current U.S. officials confirm that key briefings and war planning are being led by Generals Carrillo and Kane, with no operational coordination involving Hegseth or his staff. Quote, nobody is talking to Hegseth, one official said. Quote, there is no interface operationally between Hegseth and the White House at all. With the U.S. deploying additional forces in the Middle East and tensions with Iran rising, Trump has relied increasingly on military brass and gut instinct over his formal cabinet. Gabbard, too, has reportedly fallen out of favor. Her recent video warning of nuclear conflict was said to have angered Trump, further fracturing her influence within the national security circle. And here's the interesting thing. Tulsi Gabbard posted that video not only to jab at Trump, but also it was kind of Russian propaganda. Vladimir Putin lately has this monopoly on escalatory rhetoric, meaning he is the only one who talks about nukes, who postures about nukes, and who lies about nukes. When he is able to successfully scare Westerners about nuclear war, a nuclear war that he would never start because it would mean mutually assured destruction, when Vladimir Putin is able to scare Westerners about this potential nuclear war, then people will begin to vote against funding for Ukraine, and it's a win. So when the Director of National Intelligence is putting out this weird propaganda, rather than educating people on the war, educating people on current events, it's this weird propagandistic video about how, you know, nuclear warfare is, you know, we're on the brink of it because of certain wars going on. It was just propaganda aimed at Trump, aimed to brainwash people, and we know that she is more Russia-aligned along with the rest of the cabinet. I'll leave it at that. If you appreciate the work we do, drop a like, subscribe. I appreciate all of you. We are going to continue pushing back as Trump, you know, abandons the people that he picked. So I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.